Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Lauren Burgos, and it is my pleasure to be reading God's Word with you today. My husband Jed and I have been members of Mountain Brook Baptist since 2020. We have one daughter, Merritt, who is almost two. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Tuesday, December 10th, and I'm reading 2 Samuel 7, 1 through 17, and 2 Samuel 23, 1 through 7 from the New International Version. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a palace of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." That night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture and from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men of the earth, and I will provide a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with floggings inflicted by men. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Now your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Now we move over to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. These are the last words of David. "The oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, Israel's singer of songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke, the Rock of Israel said to me, 'When one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning, the sunrise, on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth. Is not my house right with God? Has he not made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part? Will he not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire? But evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns, which are not gathered with the hand. Whoever touches thorns uses a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear. They are burned up where they lie." Thanks for listening along. Today's devotional is entitled, A King and a Kingdom. A new day has dawned for King David and the people of God. David finally resides in a permanent dwelling, safe and secure, and yet something bothers the king. The Ark of the Lord is not in a permanent dwelling, but rather in a tent. Why should the king be in a house of cedar when the Lord is dwelling in a tent? So, in this passage, David seeks to right what he felt was wrong. David tells the prophet Nathan that he intends to make for the Lord a house of cedar. And then night falls. In the quiet of the night, God speaks to Nathan. God details his history with dwelling spaces and makes it clear that his dwelling place is among his people. God recounts to Nathan some of their history, reminding Nathan that the Lord has done great things without the aid of a permanent dwelling. What the Lord wants David to focus on is not building a house that will one day fall apart, but instead on building a kingdom that will never perish, spoil, or fade. It is on this night that God makes his covenant with David. When David's days are done, he will rest with his ancestors while his lineage lives on. In fact, the kingdom coming through David's house will be established by the Lord and will remain forever. From David will come the true and better king. From David will come the light of the world. He will be the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. This king will be our redeemer and the only worthy one. And while this covenant is made with David, we are reaping its benefits. From this promise comes hope. From this promise comes light. From this promise comes Emmanuel, God with us. Will you pray with me? Holy God, thank you for the promise of light and life and hope. Thank you for Emmanuel, for coming to live with us, live among us, know us, and let us know you. Thank you for Jesus and for the hope that he brings to your people. In your name we pray. Amen.